Stiller Nation, what's going on? It's your man Kev Easy here, man. Stills for 7 podcast, episode 142, the season finale. Unfortunately, it's the season finale, man. On this episode, you know, I went live on IG. Shout out to Mitch. Shout out to Dread. You know what I'm saying? I've been having them guys on the show for most of the season, man. A lot of good feedback from that. Salute to them brothers, man. I'm joined by them on the live. Now, this live was interesting, man, because it was really 3 different lives. The first live got lost in the sauce, man. Phone overheated. Second live, it got to the point, got like good 45 minutes in. Phone got heated again. And then they had to relax for a little bit. And then the last portion, you know, we was able to close it out. But we basically talked about everything, man. The season, the last game, off season, and then we end up talking playoffs. So we talked about a whole lot of other stuff, man. So make sure y'all buckle y'all seats because this is the last one. I appreciate all the listeners, every single one of y'all, man, that listen. You know, this podcast started as only audio. Now we kind of got both going. If you not in tune, check out the YouTube, Stills for 7 podcast. You can watch the visuals. But yeah, man, enjoy this episode and see y'all next season.
It's a new season, baby. Stills for 7 podcast. You already know what it is, man. Gang, gang, you already know what it is, man. It's still a gang. It's a gang. It's the gang. You already know what it is.
Stillers for 7, yeah, we bout to go get it. Still a game, we win it. Go down in the trenches, yeah. We ain't tryna kick it like Drake. We do it for the sixes, then we can kick it. Yeah, this our division. The other 3 go missing. Come on, let's get it. Yeah, this our division. Super Bowl, let's win it. Stillers for 7, yeah, we bout to go get it. Still a game, we win it. Go down in the trenches, yeah. We ain't tryna kick it like Drake. We do it for the sixes, then we can kick it. Yeah, this our division. The other 3 go missing. Come on, let's get it. Yeah, this our division. Super Bowl, let's win it.
Let's do this again.
Yeah, man, the season's over, blah, blah, blah. You feel me? Yeah, man. So we're going to get right into it, man. Top 3 model 2.
All right. Once again.
It can't wild too.
Top 3 bottom 2.
Yeah. All right. I'll go first, man. I just came up with this just now. Right?
Yeah.
3. I got to give it to the young boy, Calvin Austin, man. Calvin Austin, to do what he did at the time he did it. For someone who barely get reps and barely get receptions and targets, come on, man. Gotta praise the young fella for that. Number 2, it's gonna go to Mason Rudolph. Yeah, I switched it. Number 2 gonna go to Mason, man. Outside of that pick, he played a good game, man. First half, him and Josh Allen numbers was damn near the same. Second half, I ain't really paid too much attention about that. You feel me? I just know that we wasn't stopping nobody. But yeah, so that's that. Number 1 is going to go to the offensive coaches, man. Sully. They called a good game. The players just messed up when they messed up, man. Bottom two. Number 2 is going to Pat Peterson, man. Pat Peterson, man. He looked like the Pat Peterson from, you know, the first of the month. September. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He looked like that guy, man. I was like, But number 1 for me is going to go to our run defense, man. We couldn't stop. What's his name? Cook?
Yeah, James Cook.
James Cook was able to make some significant runs at times where we didn't need them to make some significant runs. You feel me? On a 3rd and 6, he'll run for the first down or something like that. Something like that. I don't know if that was a fact, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it was like that. I was like, damn, man. Like, come on, guys. Like, gotta stop this guy if we gonna stop Josh Allen, man. But yeah, it goes to our run defense, man. So that's that. I switched up a little bit from the first time. Yeah,
nah, it's cool. Yeah. It's cool. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and do it now. I'm gonna rip right through mine, bro. Bottom two, Tua's Minka, and number eight. My man in the comments. He said he knows. He said everything down there. What I said.
Yeah.
And number Terrell Austin with the zone every goddamn thing. So that's my bottom two. Cause Minka played like ass. I ain't gonna hold you. My top three. I can't remember I don't remember who I said the number. I think with Jalen Warren's number three. Mace was number two, I believe. And I had
Calvin Austin.
Deontay number one.
Oh, Deontay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm just gonna rip through mine pretty quick. Top three, as I said, was Mason, Najee Harris, and Jalen Warren. I mean, they pretty much anchored it. And like I said, you know, he had a couple of clutch catches from Calvin Austin and Deontay Johnson. But yeah, those are my top three. My bottom two, like I said, it's a doubleheader with Mason. Like I said, it's the first ever doubleheader. And then number one is Minka. So I decided to, you know, aside from the BS that happened to George Pickens, like I said, I'm going to give him a little bit more leeway. Like I said, that fumble was crucial because, like I said, he's normally not known for, you know, coughing up the ball like that. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, right before the podcast cut off, is those turnovers were crucial. I don't care who you are. Like I said, you got to play mistake-free football in these situations. Like I said, it's a playoff game, which means you got to treat every single down like it's fourth down. So, yeah.
Fourth and 10, right?
Yeah, you got to treat every down like it's fourth and 10.
Yeah.
Number one, Minka. Like I said, because you expect better from him because he's supposed to be like the heart and soul of the secondary. So to see him, you know, just let Josh Allen and Dalton Kincaid slip right past him like that is inexcusable. So yeah, that's my top three spot on two. And like I said, you know, no shade to Minka, because I love Minka to death. It's just his performance in this one was not up to par with what his standard is. But yeah, those are my top three bottom two.
For this one game, it wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't. It's times like this I miss players like Lawrence Timmons, players like Vince Williams, players like, I don't even want to say Shazier, you feel me? We all miss that guy. Yeah. You feel me? He'd probably still be playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
James Barry, Larry Foote, like these guys, like, look, man, y'all gonna run the ball? If y'all even think about getting past the front guys, we gonna crack you, bro.
Yeah,
it's just the
we gonna crack you.
Oh yeah, honorable mention. Can I have an honorable mention? Cameron Hayward was slowing down the run. He's one of my honorable mentions for this game. So shout out to Cameron Hayward, man.
Y'all think he done? Y'all think he done?
That's another person. Another person y'all need to look at the post game. My man had. He had the groin surgery, and then I am having a groin surgery overcompensating of his other groin, so his other groin started bothering him, and he also had a knee issue. My man need to get healthy. You know what I'm saying? He get healthy, we can see a better version of Cam. You know what I mean? So, my man Scott said, don't resign James Pierre. He's absolutely right.
James Pierre, man. Ah, oh, man. He's going to always be known for, you know, the Bengals game.
Yeah. That's when we found out he was burnt toast. Right.
That's what
we found out.
Cause he was good on special teams, but
Garbicio.
I'm gonna ask this question again. A week later, what are we doing with our special teams coach, Danny Smith? Is it time to switch that up?
Do
I want to score on special teams, or are y'all fine with just coverage?
Position.
We need another punter, bro. Harvin got to go. He got to go.
Yeah, I think he
got
to go.
He got to go.
Street Walker.
Hey, Scott, I actually said that early on the other joint. You missed that one, though. But yeah, Mason was getting beat. Yeah, Mason Cole beat down, bro.
We had a classic before this classic, you feel me? So,
But yeah, did Danny Smith? I ain't got no beef with Danny Smith. I do got a beef with the punter though. I'm not gonna lie, I got a beef with the punter because contrary, a lot of people forgetting that we He blocked like four punts and four punts or something like that, or four field goals or something. Mm-hmm. And then we blocked one yesterday. We blocked a field goal yesterday. So, I mean, we did another punt. It ain't like Boz got an issue. It's just, you know, we need to do something with the punter, bro, for real.
Yeah. But okay. Scotty said, all right, let's go off what Scotty said. Scotty said, fire list, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and quarterback coach.
Don't read that, Bama's, because if it was up to him, he would fire the whole fucking team. I'm telling you, he would fire the whole goddamn team and then put a whole new people in it and then fire them motherfuckers in 3 weeks.
Well, the OC is just an interim offensive coordinator. It's not his job, isn't even really set in stone yet. But do we need to be hunting for a consistent OC in the offseason? Abso-freaking-lutely.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And we need to find one that's going to – we can't just hire some guy off the street. No. He's got to know what the hell he's doing, and he's got to be able to be consistent with the Steelers system. He has to know how to play Steeler football. He has to know what we stand for and know how to work our offense. And we'll get more into the quarterback situation later. But, yeah, as far as a defensive coordinator, I'm kind of still hot and cold on him because regardless of the direction the defense is in, we can still make splash plays when they matter. But as far as the QB coach, oh, yeah, definitely. Scrap that and, you know, start over fresh. But, yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that still an offense stuff? Nah. Dead, bro. Like, and I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why it's dead. When this offense went bad, that died with it. There's no such thing as a still an offense no more. I'm gonna tell you what they need to do. They need to jump into the 2020s and go get one of them youngins like Cliff Kubiak, Shanahan guys, McVay guys. They need to jump into that, man. Any OC that's going to help our quarterbacks is the OC that we need. So we need to do, and Austin, man, look, and the dude that y'all talking about in the comments, Scott, he will tell you this. I actually was giving Austin some credit immediately after like the second or third week. I was like, dog, why he keep calling all this zone? I started peeping stuff, and he the one who actually had me peeping. Joe, Austin is bad, dog. He's bad. Y'all remember that game with I think it was the Green Bay game. That game with Minka was yelling at him because he was about to call some wild shit at the end of the game. Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah, I think it was Baltimore?
Nah, it was Green Bay.
Not Baltimore. It was Green Bay?
Yeah, he was about to call some wild shit. He was about to call a zone defense, and they was like 25 yards away. And they could have scored. He was right. like, what the fuck are you doing? Play man. He got to go.
he was like, okay.
Exactly. Mike Tonner was like, just looking like, what the hell y'all about to do? Do something. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Najee, his post press conference was a little something there. You feel me? But he said, you know, he's not talking about the coaching. What do you think that he's talking about? Oh, like,
I ain't see his. What did he say?
Like in-house culture, I don't want. I'm gonna butcher it. Dredd, do you know it? Like what he said verbatim?
Or close? I don't know what he said word for word, but I know what he was getting at. He's talking about that the way that the offense and the way the run, the way that the game should be played. He's talking about the way that it should be run. And the thing is,
he said discipline.
Well, yeah, discipline was one of them. Yeah, it was like, yeah, like we need more discipline in the locker room and all that, or in house stuff like that. Like basically saying, yo, like we gotta be a little more serious next year.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
That come from having.
And I'm like,
I've been saying this for a minute. We need an adult in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Adult in the room. I'm talking about players wise. I'm not talking about coaches wise. Player wise, we need an adult in the room. And on defense. I don't think that's a problem on defense. It's a problem on offense. And I'm on the fence about, because a lot of people have been asking me, do we think we need Russell Wilson as a quarterback? I was like, I'm on the fence about that, bro, because I'm not trying to pay him a whole rack of money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to pay nobody a whole rack of money. You know?
Nah, man. That whole office situation in Denver, nah, bro. We good, bro.
I'm on the defense about it because he actually had a good year this year. And their whole Denver, I felt like what's their coach over there, like he felt like he was trying to sabotage them or something, man. Like it was crazy. But if you really go look at Russell Wilson's numbers, he had a pretty damn good year. He had just as good a year as a lot of the dudes that they were talking so great about, like Mahomes and them. Yeah, numbers is comparable to all of this. It's just that that team ain't really that good, to be 100% honest about it. But I don't I'm not saying that we need to get him, though. Let's be clear. I'm not saying
I just don't think – I don't see him being the Steeler guy. Granted, it's like, what is the Steeler guy now? But, like – but you understand.
I don't feel like he is neither.
Yeah. You know, it's like, is he going to really be tough with the guys? You know, is he going to be tough?
That's the reason I don't want him.
Steelers, right. Let's ride. Like, I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, yo, bro, we don't even say that, man. nah, we good on Russell Wilson, B. Like, we good.
We fans right on it. Yeah, that's right. Like, what? What?
No, speaking of these goofy fans, man, and the media, y'all know the storm today. Y'all see Mike Tomlin at the end of his press conference?
That was so funny. I've been using that. I'm using that for everything now. Hey, yo. Hey, Dre, I know you be on TikTok, bro. I only got TikTok on my iPhone. I got two phones. I got TikTok on my other phone. The minute I get my screen fixed on my other phone, I'm telling y'all right now, everything gonna be used for that joint. Everything. I don't give a fuck. Somebody say something stupid, I'm using that mug. every time.
That has become a meme now, bro. Number one meme. It's like anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah, he killed. Hey, yo, y'all seen the commentary off? Well, Pat McAfee and them was commentary off of that. Yo, they had me rolling because like I didn't watch it that many times. What? But it every time I watched it, when I was watching it with them, I was laughing harder. I'm like, what the fuck? Like they was making it funnier for me. You feel me? Like, cause at first when I seen it, I was like, yo, Brooke Pryor, man, she be trying it. That's how I took it the first time. You feel me? Cause she always be trying it. Like she always tried it. Mike Tomlin already knew it was coming. Like he locked eyes with her. Like
the way he looked at her, he was like what you about to say? You about to say some wild shit? So she said, you have a contract.
Yeah, he was like a receiver that moment, hitting that.
Yeah.
You feel me? He went back in time.
But I know he already said he's coming back, right?
He said he already said that?
I've seen it already. He said he is going to fulfill his final year on his contract. He's not going to just. Now, what happens the year after that is up in the air.
Hold on now. This is the thing. So,
The thing
was, they always kept talking about, because this is what I was telling, I was telling them this earlier. I never felt like he wasn't coming back because this is what he always do. He always takes a break after the season. Mm-hmm. So this was normal, what he normally does. I was like, so why is it all of a sudden a big deal that he's going to do what he normally does? He go and take a break, he be away for some weeks, and then he come back. It's normal. You got to get away from it. There's no way in hell you can make a decision like that after you just lost a playoff game. Bruh. No fucking way.
Yeah.
No way.
It's not like Bill Belichick where he already out here, you feel me? He already out here in Atlanta, you feel me? Like, trying to get down with the Falcons. Hey, I ain't gonna hold you, man. Hey, if he goes to the Falcons, yo.
That match don't go together. It really don't go together at all. It don't. I'm like, a party city and Belichick. It don't matter.
Yo, we're going to see another Bill. It's going to be like Tom Brady when he left the Patriots. Bill going to be normal Bill. Because normal Bill, a messy guy. Like, you seen the clips.
You know what's funny? That is normal Bill. He been like that since back in the day when he was at the Giants. This is normal. He was like this when he was younger. This is normal for him.
Yeah, he gonna go down there, he gonna talk to some people that love football, and he gonna have long conversations with people, man. oh, he really loves football? Well, let me tell you about Lawrence Taylor.
He's a football historian, so if they don't know football, he going to know they don't know football immediately. You know what I mean?
I think he won an Emmy or whatever, or the show won an Emmy. I think he won an Emmy or whatever for when they did that top 100 players all time. Mm-hmm. It was like a little, it was like five episodes or some shit like that. It was like, because Bill, you saw like the real side of Bill. Like, he was such a nerd for football. Like, he's a historian.
That was the little joint the NFL Network did.
I think like top 100 greatest or something like that.
Yeah, he was great on that show, man. And he knew, it's like he knew about the all time greats, like from back in the day, like Norm and then all of them. Like he had
like Johnny Unitas and Bart Starr and Lawrence Taylor and, you know, guys like that, guys from the '50s and sixties and seventies and stuff like that. So yeah, I
know about those guys, but he was going back further, like, you know what I'm saying, before Bart Starr, before he was going back that far. And I was like, yo, damn, like. He knew that info. I was like, that's crazy, bro.
Yo, what if he said, yo, I want to be the defensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Belichick is a...
Bring him.
Oh, hell.
Bring him.
He will win. He get to do whatever he said. He said, the only difference is Mike Tomlin can't do anything with the defense. Like, you got to leave it all to Bill.
He wouldn't...
No, I know. Wow.
Hey, for a defensive coordinator...
Yo, Mike Tomlin is a defensive minded coach too, bro. Hey. I don't know if Mike Tomlin would go for that. He's like, no, I'll come on one condition. I got complete and total creative control over the defensive scheme and the way it's run. I don't know if Mike Tomlin would go. I think they would butt heads. For real.
I don't think you would.
Tomlin want to win.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, don't get me wrong, because Mike, he's just like all of us. We want to win. Mike Tomlin wants W's on that column, and he wants championship ring. I get that, but I just think that, you know, it's like mixing, you know, oil and water. You know, one might want the defensive scheme run the other way, but the thing is, I think they would have to try to experiment and try to find some kind of common ground and see what works and what doesn't. Because guess what? If somebody gets burned, if somebody misses a blocking assignment, if they miss a tackle or somebody in the secondary get burned, that's not going to come back on somebody who's defensive coordinator. That's going to go back on Mike Tomlin.
Nah, but in this case, it will come back to the defensive coordinator because of who he is. If somebody else, it will come back to Mike Tomlin but if it's Bill Belichick, it's coming back to him.
Bill Belichick called defense, gave up 40 points.
I guarantee you, if he was our defensive coordinator, we had a top five defense next year. I guarantee.
And what if? And look,
his defense was top 10 on that bum-ass Patriots team they just had.
Look, what if Sean Payton was like, I'll come and be your offensive coordinator?
Nah, bro.
Bye.
No. We good. We good on you, Holmes. We don't need all that extra running your mouth you've been doing the devil. You keep that shit over there. We don't need that.
Hold on. All right, I draw with him, right? Well, let me pick somebody else then.
Let me get somebody. I'm cool on you, bro.
How about Kyle Shanahan? He say, yo, I want to go be the Steelers offensive coordinator.
Bring his ass on.
I wouldn't be opposed to that at all.
Give me Kyle, bro. Our offense will be lit.
He said the only condition is Mike Tomlin can't make any decisions on the offense.
Mike Tomlin don't make decisions on the offense anyway. Only thing when it's a quarterback change. When they need a quarterback change, that's it. That's the only decision to take on offense for real. I mean,
and one of these.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. But you know absolutely that shit you talk about would never happen. Yeah. You know this, right?
It'll never happen. It gotta be some brothers. So Eric Bieniemy, you gotta pull up.
Hey, if he slide up out of Washington, that's a real possibility, bro.
We don't need you being a head coach. We need you in here and with this offensive team. And if any of these young brothers get out of line, do what they say you be doing. Mm-hmm. They, you know, allegedly they be saying he get physical with guys.
Because he used to play. You know what I'm saying? It's different for him. He used to play, so he get it.
Oh, word? See,
he used to play for the Eagles back in the day.
I ain't know that. I probably did, but I don't think I know that. I didn't think I knew that.
I knew. I'm old.
Well, so shit. If he a defensive, okay. He used to play defense. Yeah, he had Dan Campbell. Well, Dan Campbell was a tight end.
Nah, Arabiani was a running back.
Oh, all right, all right. Yo, I ain't gonna hold you, man. I'm on our coaching tree or the coaching staff to look like the Lions, yo. Mike Tomlin getting married, Dan Campbell, like they already kind of the same type. You feel me? Dan Campbell's a little more our like with it, you know, but like yo, they offensive coordinator and they defensive coordinator. It's like yo, they're like perfect. They're like so perfect for
Johnson, Ben Johnson's gonna be a head coach. That's what we talk about. Yeah. He's gonna be a head coach somewhere. I want one of these young coordinators from Frisco or the Rams or the Miami or one of them innovative guys because we don't have no innovation in our offense. If we can get somebody like that that'll kind of cater to the younger players that we got on this team, to be honest with you, man. We can really, really turn up, you know what I'm saying, with these weapons we got.
Yeah, would y'all want Hineswood to be our receiver coach?
I don't see why not.
A lot of people say don't hire from within, but if anybody knows how to whip them receivers into shape, if anybody knows anything about the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's Hineswood. That's the guy who I would trust to get our receivers back into shape.
He not even in-house, though. He not on the staff right now.
I
think he got like a head coaching gig he up for.
Yeah.
College somewhere.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Some college.
Texas Southern.
Yeah.
College. Yeah. I saw that. I saw that on Twitter. I was like,
yeah, man.
I mean, go do what you do, Holmes. I ain't mad at you. But I mean, it's some people that's not around no more that I wish was around. You know what I'm saying? Coaching wise, like I wish we used to had our old offensive line coach. I wish we had him.
Mike Munchak. He'll be so perfect right now, bro.
Munchak would be great for these young dudes we got on our O line, except for Mason.
So perfect.
Mason Cole.
Like, we saw what he did with superstars, bro. Like he made superstars look all pro-ish. Not look, but they were all pro-ish under him. I think, what's name was even all pro 1 year? Villanueva?
Villanueva,
man. He turned him into that? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Like,
miss that dude, to be honest with you. Miss that guy. Yeah. Like I said, I want a young offensive coordinator, bro. Young offensive coordinator. I wouldn't mind things. I hope we get a defensive coordinator. But I know Austin gonna be back, bro. So
yeah, he need to be back with the D backs. You feel me? Just stay Austin, back there, man.
I don't even want to be back there. just go somewhere, bro. Just go. Hey. I move my man Money Mitch. Say, hey, don't go that way, B. Go that way, B. Go that way, B. You're out of here making any money on these streets, B.
All right, clean house. All right, so defense, like what type of defense of coordinator, what type of defense of mind are you looking to bring in?
We need to go back to Pittsburgh because we don't have those linebackers for a reason. I love TJ to death, but guess what? He's not going to be in his prime forever. So we need to do something to cater to his strengths. We need to do something to cater to all of the linebacker strengths. We need to get back to Blitzburg. We need to pressure, you know, we need to focus strictly on quarterback pressure. And don't get me wrong, because the secondary, like, thing is, was it 10 or 15 years ago where the Pittsburgh Steelers had probably the scariest secondary in the league? It had to have been like our old.
At this point, you might have to go back longer. Because it was a point where
you want to talk about Troy and then was there? That what you talking about?
Yeah, Troy Ike Taylor, Ryan
Deshay, or Will Gay. And
secondary was scary.
It was his name.
Safety's scary. The corners wasn't scary. The safeties were scary.
Yo, hold on.
Ike Taylor he was crazy. I see Ike Taylor. Yo, y'all remember Pat White from West Virginia?
Yeah.
He was nasty in college, remember?
Mm-hmm.
He got drafted to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And he was like the third string quarterback, man. Something happened where he had to play against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. He took off and Ike Taylor kind of killed him. Like, we never saw Pat White again.
Yeah, we didn't.
Well, Ike Taylor got up. He was possessed. He was yelling at himself like on some Kevin Garnett shit.
But Ike was a version of a corner that don't even exist in the league no more, bro. Like, because, and then I remember what he was around. We was around. He had the Joey Porter. He had Ike and Ryan Clark, Aaron Smith, and all of them was on them team. That team was crazy.
Yeah, that's another player that turned coach that he don't need to come back. Joey Porter, man, because Joey Porter low key wasn't the linebacker coach. He was the goon. He was the goon.
He definitely was a goon. He was a goon as a player, bro. So I mean,
he was hired. He was hired just because the Bengals had them crazy niggas over there. What was they? Pac-Man Jones and Vontaze Burfict. You feel me? He was like, "Yo, Joey, funny. Joey, we might have to see these guys in the playoffs, man. We need you to do your thing."
I saw a podcast and Pac-Man Jones talking like he was going to do something to Joey Porter. I was like, "Man, you don't shut your little ass up." I was like, "Wasn't nobody thinking about you doing nothing to nobody."
Hey, yo, Pac-Man said when AB got hit by Burfict, he said he walked up. The AB looked at him like this.
AB.
Yo, Pac-Man was wild. I was like, yo, bro, ain't nobody gonna believe.
AB ain't been right since that damn that hit. I ain't gonna hold him.
Yeah.
His wild ass. Yeah, his Twitter page be wild as a motherfucker, bro. Like, he go from one hit. Be like, what?
Where Ike Taylor, his only problem is he had bricks for hands, yo. He couldn't catch a cold.
This Bama Scott said you can hand him a napkin and he would drop it.
Nah, he would, bro. Yeah. He would. Yeah.
That man, catch a Nerf ball. Yeah.
Catch a cold. When I get a pick, it's like, we're going to win this game, bro. Yeah. Like,
man, he couldn't catch a cold in a freezer. I ain't
word.
Like that. Great.
All right, y'all. So we did our top three offensive players, top three defensive players, right? We're going to put this thing all together, man. Top five Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, this can be coach or player, but guess what? You have to pick one individual. You cannot pick a group. It has to be an individual. Your top five Pittsburgh Steelers, players or coaches. Players and coaches.
Top five for the year. Woo! I'm going to go first. All right. Number five, Jaylen Warren. I'm so proud of him. He's earned his worth on this team. And it was so much so to the point where people thought that he should start over Najee. I wasn't one of those people. But, yeah, he's proved his worth. Number four, Minka Fitzpatrick. He had a little hiccup early on in the season, but last in the playoff game, and you know, with his injury, he had a little hiccup. Other than that, you know, he's proven his worth, man, too, as well. Number three, Coach T, Mike Tomlin himself. Talk about making something out of nothing, because I've said it before, I'll say it a million times. He took what would be a normally six-win team in any other coach's hands and took him to the damn playoffs. How many other coaches do you know could do that? Not that many. Number two, I'm going to go with George Pickens as my number two. Because, I mean, say what you want about him, you know, off the field. Oh, man, he's a diva. He can be immature, yada, yada, yada. But guess what? He came up clutch damn near every time, you know, of course, minus the fumble. He came up clutch damn near every time he needed him to. And the man is a freak athlete, and he should be wide receiver number one over Deontay, in my opinion. Number one, no introduction, T.J. Watt. It's a whole different ball game when he's off the field, man. And the thing is, look, if you look at the statistics, even ESPN brought up the statistic. T.J. Watt has missed a total of 12 games with the Pittsburgh Steelers his whole career. And guess what our record is without him? 1-11. Yes. So, yeah, those are my top five Steelers for this year. Mitch, take it away.
All right, this I might go through mine a little faster because I already, as soon as you said it, names just start popping in my head. So number five, I'm gonna agree with Dre and say Warren. Warren number five. He started all strong, and he's been a big bonus for us. So he number five. Number four, I'm gonna give it to Najee. Najee number four, because Najee continuously finishes the year strong, like he always do every year. He don't never fail me, like he always come through, run hard, another 1,000-yard season. So he is number four. Number three, I'm gonna give it to Sadio Moore from the offensive lineman. From you know, he ain't give up a sack all season long, bro. And he a dominant guard. I think him and Daniels are two of the better guards in the league. Number two, Coach Mike T. Like Dre said, I dragged this team to 10 wins into the playoffs. You know, a lot of people trying to underline and act like it wasn't a big deal. It was a big deal. He had three different quarterbacks, and he dragged that team to the playoffs. It wasn't like we got blown out yesterday. We had opportunities. We just didn't capitalize. So Mike T gonna get all the credit for that for me, cause they sure be trying to give him all the credit when shit go wrong. Number one, man, like Dre said, bro, like it's probably be going consistent. It's TJ, man. TJ that guy. TJ is that guy. Like you know what I mean. Man, if he don't win Defensive Player of the Year, bro, it's a robbery again. Got robbed, but that's it.
Word, like that's for real. Cause look, he didn't play, and we saw the difference.
Yeah,
Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons played. They didn't do nothing. Them and TJ had the same type of game.
Mm-hmm. They do.
You know what I mean? But my top five, man, my top five. Number five is gonna go to Mike Tomlin, right? Just because of what he was able to do. Few losses, I'd say one of those, not the Patriots loss, but the Cardinals loss.
That could have been a
move. Come on, B. The Patriots loss, I can understand because it's Mike Tomlin versus Bill Belichick. At the end of the day, that's what that is. You feel me? We know who wins that matchup more often than not. So I'm like, I'll live with that L. The Colts L. You know what I mean? That was another L. I was like, yo, why we have this guy in the game? You feel me? Like, why do we have this guy in the game? Like, the whole situation with Mitch, like, I think, yeah, we paid him and all that. Put Mitch in there. One, that first game should have told you, we don't need to start him next week. We don't need to just say, let's get another game out of him. Nah, bro. Nah. You want to win or you want to go home? You know what I'm saying? So those type of things make me put Mike Tomlin at five and just keep him there. Four. For me, four would have to go to a guy like Ellen and Atlanta Roberts, right? When it came down to it, we lost the first guy, Cole Holcomb. We lost Quan Alexander. He was supposed to be the guy to take over, and it's like normally the third guy fails. The third guy fails. It's crazy because a lot of third guys – sometimes fourth guys, fifth guys, they ain't playing well for us this year, you know. Mm-hmm. But as the third guy, he played good, actually better than good. I think he was like the top in the NFL when it comes to run defense. Now his grade was like the first, like first or whatever, right? So I give him four. Number three, I'm gonna go with Joey Porter Jr.
Ooh,
Joey Porter Jr. had a phenomenal rookie season, man. He could be higher if he played the whole season starting. You know what I'm saying? But there's not much more I can say about Joey Porter Jr., man. And one thing, these last maybe three games, y'all noticed that he didn't have any penalties for, you know, pass interference or holding. So he cleaned that up. He cleaned it up when it was becoming a problem. And I thought it was going to take until this offseason for him to do that. He fixed that for the last stretch of the season. Well, not the last like quarter of the season. That's dope. You know, now it's like, you know, he's a complete shutdown corner. he just got to get a little more hungry on the tackling part. Because even yesterday, sometimes I've seen him not try to really go get a tackle. But it's like, you know, have an off season of NFL work or whatever. And then I feel like he'll get better, man. Number two, to me, number two, go to Najee. Number two, go to Najee, man, because Najee took a lot of heat all year. And what Najee was doing was getting better each game somehow, some way. Somehow, some way. You know, doing something that, but when it was time for Najee Harris, it was Najee Harris time, he turned up. To finish the season with 1,000 yards, when a whole bunch of people wanted him to be this RB2, it's crazy. You feel me? So it's like he was able to do that. And then it's like he is the reason why we had an identity in the last quarter of the season. We didn't have an identity up until that point. Najee Harris leading it. And Jalen Warren come and do what he do, it's like, yo, but the bell cow is still kind of Najee. You know, Warren comes in and is like, he does enough where it's like, yo, we don't give Najee the bell cow title because Warren does enough. But it's like, we go as far as Najee goes on that offense right now. So, and he made it like that. And where I'm at, number one now?
Yeah.
For me, number one is TJ, man. And y'all notice I didn't put Jalen Warren on that list. I have an issue with fumbling, bro. And Jalen Warren had four of them things this year. That's a lot for a running back. You know, Jalen Warren was good outside of that, but I don't like fumbles, bro.
That but you, bro. And you know why that is? Because a lot of people like Warren.
Yeah.
You know how it go. When people like certain people, they don't mention when they mess up. They only mention when everybody else mess up.
Yeah, and then it's like you look at every fumble he had, and you got to think. I think that was just the number of fumbles he lost, not the times the ball popped out and he got it back. It's the way he's holding the ball. The way he's holding the ball is easy for these guys to knock that thing out. And it's like this offseason he has to get that in order. Najee, to me, Najee getting two fumbles was – I don't like that. I don't want Najee having any fumbles in the season. But I think I remember one of them was when he tried to stretch it over the end zone and it got knocked out of his hand. I think that was this year. Yeah. And another one I think was like, damn, Najee, one of those. You know what I'm saying? But to me, I feel like Najee is a guy that shouldn't have fumbles at all. Really. You know? So seeing two with him is like, but four is a whole lot. And Jalen Warren got to clean that up going into next year. That's why he ain't on my top five. And I don't know if I don't think I put Pickens in there either because, you know.
You say you ain't put who on there?
Pickens. Because I think Pickens probably had like five games that we was like, yo, he's the reason why we won.
Yeah.
And it's for where we hold him at as far as like talent and regard or whatever, he should at least be the reason why we won like seven to eight, nine games. You know
what though? A lot of that got to do with play calling and stuff like that. Like you gotta insert those into the players like particularly wide receiver skill position guys, because when Kennedy was calling the plays, he wasn't really getting the opportunities. You know what I'm saying? He would get once every like three games. You know what I'm saying? The only one I really get, remember early in the year, the only person who seemed like he was really getting off was a Warren. That was it. Soon as Canada was gone, all of a sudden, Fairmuth getting off. Now Pickens getting off. Deontay getting catches. Najee getting off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it was really about the play calling, man. And I'm just be glad we get another OC and get another a breath of fresh air coming to the locker room. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. You're right. Let me rephrase that, because you're definitely right on that. We didn't have enough of those games from George Pickens for me to put him in that five.
That makes
not
sense.
Because, you know what I mean? I'd rather reword it that way because I lean more towards that than, you feel me, the other way. So, yeah. Like, if he had, like, seven of them games, eight of them games, it's like, all right, bet. You know, it's significant as far as the whole year, you know? And
I want to give somebody else some credit, too, bro. Let's give Omer Khan some credit because most of the rookies that he drafted was big contributors to the team. Benton, Joey Porter Jr., Donnell Washington. A lot of these guys were big roles for this team this year. And even the free agency pool, all of them panned out for us for the most part. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and they played significant time. So, I mean, he was hitting. He been on his job. I'm excited to see what he do this offseason.
We're back. Final stretch of the pod. You feel me? Last episode until late April, you feel me? The day after the draft. Might go live during the draft. Who knows, man? We don't know what's going to happen around that time. We ain't going to talk about that right now. But, yeah, man, offseason. Season's over. You got a top five Steelers out the way. We got the number 20. I think we pick at 20 in the draft.
20.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, isn't that where we got Najee at?
Yep.
Yeah, that is where we got Najee. Damn.
Okay. So, with us getting that 20th spot, what do you see us doing there? What do you think is, like, we're capable of doing there? Do you think we're going to trade to move up? What do you think? What direction do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers is going to go in this offseason? It's early, but just based off what you saw this year, what you think, what direction you think they're going to go?
Great.
I got three ways that we could possibly go for our 20th pick or in the first round. One, I say we go O-line. Keep building that O-line up. You know, whether Kenny's – it doesn't matter who's under center. They need to be protected. We can't let those guys get to them. Second, I say we start reinforcing our secondary. Now, you were right – now, I think it was last podcast where you said there, who we got in the draft last year ended up getting injured, who could be our potential slot corner.
Trice.
Yeah.
Trice. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to see him next year, possibly. You know, I can't wait to see him on the field and see what we do with him. And number one, I think that we could possibly go linebacker in the first round. Probably get TJ a little bit more help. Either if we don't go linebacker, then we need to get somebody. We need another D lineman, probably somebody in that front four. Or we run a 4-3, right?
Nah, 3-4.
Oh, 3-4, right? Yeah, we run a 3-4. So yeah, we might need. And besides, you guys are right. Cam Hayward's not getting any younger. So I think we start looking for his replacement. But anyway, what's your idea? What's yours, Mitch?
But the first round pick, it's like four different ways for me. We can go corner because we need another corner. We can go safety. That's another spot we need. We can go inside linebacker. That's also an option. But the fourth one is – because I feel like we need a center, but I know we can get a center not in the first round. So, unless it's one that blows everyone away, the fourth option to me is taking the best player that's on the board at that particular point. And depending on what position it is, like if the best position on the board at that point is a wide receiver, take him. Whatever the best player is, a defensive lineman, take him. If he's not an outside backer, because that'd be crazy to do that. But if it's another safety or, you know what I'm saying, just take the best possible player, and then we can kind of work around that. You know what I mean? So those are options. But you never know. Khan might decide to trade up or something like that, but I don't foresee that happening this time. So you kind of got to let stuff play out, man, with the draft. I'm a draft person. Like, I really be into the draft because I watch a lot of college football. So I really kind of watch the board unfold before I really be like, yo, that's what we need. Then at the while when we started, when everybody's finished playing and you know, you address who going to be free agents and all those things, because we don't know that right now. You know what I'm saying? So when we actually know that, and free agency would be a big part, and when free agency come, if we take a person that's filling a hole on a roster, then that kind of takes them off the draft. That takes that position off the draft board. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like up in the air. It's so early, it's kind of up in the air.
Oh, yeah. Now, guys, I'm about to read you a couple of comments that I got on my video regarding this. is from Michael Bidwell 21. He says, draft Jaden Daniels in the second round and have Kenny Mason and Daniels compete for QB number one. And he also says, we need to extend Tomlin, trade for Jalen Johnson, cut Mitch, definitely, and draft Cooper DeJean.
All right, hold on. So he a lot of layers to what he just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Daniels is not going to last to the second round. That's the first thing. He's not going to be there in the second round.
We'll see. I
seriously doubt Daniels there in the second round. But trading for Jalen Johnson, I wish we tried to do that at the trade deadline. Y'all realize that, right? We tried to do that at the trade deadline. Chicago played games. So I don't think they're trading Jalen Johnson. I don't think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But if he is up for trade, I definitely would want him on the roster. But mm-hmm. but Daniels, I seriously doubt that Daniels is there in the second round.
Now, would you rather have him or Tyler Van Dyke? Now, we talked about this earlier.
Hold on, Tyler Van Dyke. I'm taking Daniels over Van Dyke easily. It's not even that's not even a debate.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But if he's not available, would you grab him?
Well, hold on, if who's not available?
If Jalen Daniels isn't available, would you go after Tyler Van Dyke?
No,
because he has that kind of. Why not?
He ain't that good.
Oh yeah, didn't you say he was Kenny Pickett 2.0?
Yes. He is. He's not that good, bro.
In the sense of him not being able to read defense, but he can work on that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't draft him that high. You see what I'm saying? He's a third or fourth round guy. I wouldn't project him as high.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even in the top five. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even put him in the top five, to be completely honest about it. And then we got
in this draft, like what position is the heaviest, like the deepest in this draft?
Well, that's still playing out. That's still playing out right now. But right now, right, eight quarterback.
For sure. Look, for me, it's the O-line. We need more, more QB protection.
Do we jump at Fields?
Hey, James, some of us don't like Kenny, and some of us, like me, are not off of Kenny.
Me.
You know what I'm saying? But we need to see more. You know what I'm saying? We need to see more from
him. For sure.
We just need to see more from Daniels projected as the third overall. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He will not get out of the first round.
It all depends on who needs a quarterback and who's up for free agency, because some people might be looking for a veteran and not a rookie.
Is Mason coming back?
Hell yeah, Mason is coming back. Kick Mitch's ass the hell out of Pittsburgh.
Hey, look, I agree with what Dre said. I don't think Mason. I think so.
I don't even think Mitch was at the playoff game.
Hell no.
I'm be honest with you, I don't care if he was there.
I think they say, look, man, we can take your jersey early.
We don't care.
Number 10.
Yeah, right. We don't care.
Exactly. You don't deserve to wear that damn number 10. There have been some respectable number 10s. We've had Martavis Bryant. We've had freaking Cordell Stewart. That 10 is a respectable number.
He ain't it. Just flat out.
He ain't it. No.
Mm-mm. He never was it.
Hell no. We just got him because he was cheap, and we ain't have no quarterback depth.
Yeah, I still don't
know. All right. Bet. Let's say everyone was under contract going into next year, right? Everyone, every single body, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you had three slots, or three chances, or three picks to cut a player based off how they played this season. Who are your three players you cutting based off this year's performance?
This is easy. Would you want to go first?
No, go ahead, Dre. Go ahead. This is easy. All right.
Number one, I'm cutting Allen Robinson. Number two, I'm cutting. Number one, I'm cutting Allen Robinson. Number two.
Hold on.
Hey, man. Yo, Dre, hold on, man. Hold on. You got to explain that. Yo, you just threw him out there like that.
The thing is, like I said, because we discussed this earlier. Like I said, I think that he should be in the I think that Calvin Austin Thirst would be in the slot over him. That's the reason why. And besides, it's not like we can't go pick up somebody else in the draft. The wide receiver class is stacked this year. And you know And that's the thing. That's the thing. What besides our besides linebackers, what are defense? What are what is the number one thing that this Pittsburgh Steelers are good at drafting? Wide receivers. Why have him eat up that extra space and we can just get another wide receiver in the draft, or we can we can bump somebody up. All right, the second one. Let's see. So we need to get rid of somebody from our secondary, and let's see.
You taking a lot of time to think about this, bro. I don't got to think.
I'll let you go, and then I'll come back to mine.
All right. Hey, mm-hmm. Number one on my list is Mitchell Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
For one, she might fuck around and be 2 and 3. Shit, like he
got to make sure he out the building.
Oh hell yeah.
That's number one. He's number one. Trubisky gone first. I'm matter of fact, as soon as the door closed, goddamn it, he gone.
Mm-hmm.
He number one. Chooks number two.
Chooks a core.
Oh.
Yeah, Chooks a core four. Yeah, bye.
Yeah. Chooks can bounce. He can bounce. Easily he can bounce. Now, my third is Wallace.
Wallace can go burnt toast.
I would have cut Wallace during the game if I thought we had other corners on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna hold you. So yeah, he can go.
Yeah, but yeah, you stole my second one. Like I said, Levi Wallace, aka Burnt Toast. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, I already knew. Yeah, but yeah, and also, so yeah, I thought it went without saying. But yeah, we need to get Mr. Bixby the hell out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my three.
Hold on, Dre. Who was your three? Trubisky, who? Allen Robinson, and who?
Trubisky, Allen Robinson, and Levi Burnt Toast Wallace.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He said Levi Wallace, Chase Pierre, are a package deal to be cut.
Hey, Scott, shut the up, bro.
I'm cutting Mitch. I'm cutting Mitch the fuck up. I'm cutting Mitch. Like, sir, let me get your playbook, and let me get your playbook from Chicago. And let me get your playbook from Buffalo. How the hell we play Buffalo and we couldn't stop these dudes? I thought you knew they stuff.
You don't know nothing.
Get exactly. The fuck out of my office, man. Get out of my office, man. Give me a badge. Whatever. All the Steeler apparel. Put on free agent apparel. Like, put some NBA gear on. Like, get out of here. Like, shoot. You feel me? He out of here. Right? Number two. Number two, I'm going to cut Patrick Peterson, bro. He played good for about a good 4, 5, 6 games, man. But the beginning and his last game when he had to play corner again, ain't no reason to keep him around, man. It wasn't the Joe Hayden effect. You feel me? Where it wasn't with Patrick Peterson. It wasn't the Joe Hayden effect, man. We didn't get lucky with that one. So we can relieve him of his duties, right? And three, Mason Cole. You're out of here. Bro, right, you're out of here. You're not.
He'd have been the fourth one for me.
You're fine.
For sure. Yeah.
Mason Cole is boo-boo. And that's hard for me to say because he went to Michigan. But no, sir.
Okay. Another question, right? Now check this out. If all these guys were up, you feel me, to be free agents, mm-hmm. and you had to only resign 5 guys from the game, I mean, not the game, from this year, based off their performance, who would they be?
To resign to bring back?
Yeah.
You want me to go first, Dredd?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay. You talking about out of the people who's going to be free agents?
No.
Or just in general.
Every single body that played this year. Oh, like, we're not thinking about their contracts right now. Yeah.
Hold on, like, hold anybody. On. Let me address my man in the comments. James, are you out of here talking that crazy shit?
I can see that. Ball. Like, what kind of blasphemy is this? Yeah. No.
Cowboy, man. He can use TJ. But it's not happening.
No.
So.
No.
He's not seeing that shit.
Hit any 5 players?
Yeah,
5.
Okay, Minka, TJ, Highsmith, damn. No.
Yeah.
No. Minka, TJ, Pickens, Stoudemire, Moore, and Jones.
All right, for me,
okay,
it's Minka, TJ, Warren, Najee Harris, and JPJ.
Okay, for me, TJ, Broderick, JPJ, Pickens, and say Najee.
Yes.
Pickens, TJ, Sam. Ben, Keanu Ben. I'm going Keanu with the young guys, man, for the most part. You know? But, all right, Steelers, the season's over, you feel me? It's over, but the playoffs is going. So what we going to do now is we going to predict the Super Bowl. You feel me? We got a couple teams left. You start with the AFC.
Oh, my God,
bro. Get that out the way.
You it's got like a kick in the teeth.
Yeah, man. You got the Bills hosting the Chiefs, and then you got Baltimore hosting the Texans. Who's coming out the AFC, fellas?
I hope it's the Texans. For the love of God, please, Texans win. What I hope to see is the Texans. What I expect to see is Baltimore.
Buffalo.
Okay.
Buffalo Bills out of the AFC.
I think
gay ass full of Ravens, the Buffalo Bills.
I honestly think the Texans gonna make it to the Super Bowl, man. I think they're playing like the 2016 Warriors right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, let me go back. Was it 16 or what year was that when they got their first one? 16?
I have a real issue this weekend. I'm just gonna say that.
I don't know, man. I feel like the way CJ plays, the Ravens are gonna have a tough time stopping him.
Just the way
he plays, the way he attacks the defense, you feel me? It's like it's gonna really be up to Lamar.
Yeah.
Hey Kev, I'm here. I'm gonna tell you this now. They playing the Ravens, okay?
Yeah.
The Ravens blitz the hell out of them.
Yeah.
Had time to blow his nose correctly. They played Baltimore already, right?
I was gonna ask who won this year when they played.
Baltimore destroyed them. I'm pretty sure it's gonna happen. It's not even about CJ. It's not gonna be CJ's fault. It's schematically they just got a better team. That's why I said Buffalo. If anybody gonna beat Baltimore, it's gonna be Buffalo.
Man, this is tough. I'm gonna go with Patrick Mahomes, man. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm gonna pick Patrick Mahomes because if the Steelers can't win it, let me see someone outdo Brady, bro.
Yeah.
Let me just see it. You know what I'm saying? Like
Josh. I mess with Josh. That's Big Ben 2.0.
Yeah. I like Josh too, but them niggas is beaters, man. Fuck them.
I
probably would have picked them last year or something, mm-hmm. but nah, man. F them this year, man. I don't like how they was teasing us.
I can dig it.
But look, NFC, you got Detroit going against
Damn.
Let me pull it up.
Hold on.
Green Bay. Hold on. No. Is it Green Bay?
They're playing Tampa. Detroit playing Tampa.
No, the Niners go up against Green Bay, and the Bucks go up against the Lions.
Yo, I'm calling it now. Green Bay is going to beat the Niners.
You think?
No, sir.
You think they're going to break that curse? Because the 49ers have got Green Bay's number.
There's something about the 49ers right now. I feel like.
No, sir.
That time off ain't going to really help them, man.
I see where you're coming from.
They needed it bad. 49ers needed it bad.
They needed it to get healthy, but I don't think they can benefit from it because it's like they don't really got rhythm right now. You feel me?
Shake that rust off. Yeah.
And then what's name coming there and they're hot, you know? And then it's like the 49ers can get beat. And just seeing what the Packers did to the Cowboys, defense was good this year. You feel me? It's like can do that to this defense too. They feel confident doing it to this defense because it's like, yo, we just smoked the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Who they got that's better than Micah Parsons? You feel me? They probably can name somebody, but I can't right now.
Both,
you know. But oh yeah, damn, damn. I'm thinking about the Packers defense.
I'm about to say 49ers got players.
They do got players, but I think Jordan Love gonna show up, man. But I have the Lions, man. I'm rooting for the Lions, low key. I like their coaching staff. I like their culture. I like all that shit over there. So I'm rooting for the Lions to come out the NFC. You know what I mean?
Niners and Bills in the Super Bowl, bro. That's how I see it.
Niners and Bills?
Mm-hmm.
I think Josh Allen will, like, smoke the 49ers, bro.
I think he will, too.
Possibility, but like, I don't think they
– I'm talking about 400 yards type shit, like, total, easy in that Super Bowl. There's something about the 49ers I'm not buying right now. I'm just not buying it right now, man.
You'll buy it.
You know, hey, do you know something we don't? You got the inside?
I'm just saying, is this the way they ended the year? Is this the way they ended the year? It was like, not Eagle-like, but it was like, yo, there's something going on over there, too. Like, niggas getting hurt. Niggas ain't playing well.
Hey, my man.
They kind of got the book on Purdy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
You are right about something.
Crazy.
You're right about something. This game is going to show us what Brock Purdy is made of. It's going to show, I mean, a lot of people saying, the thing is, it's like, well, is he the guy in the future? Or is it just his weapons are making him look better than what he actually is? We're going to see if that man can rise to the occasion. And the thing is, if he does, if he beats them, I'll take back everything I said about him. Or I'll take, every, you know, I will say, okay, he's the guy for the future. He's their next, you know, go-to guy. So I'll admit that.
I'm taking the Niners. When you play the way they play, bro, when you play that physical, I'm taking the Niners. There's no way. Physicality don't have rust on it.
And
when you play that physical, I don't see where they gonna fall off.
But a lot of,
and they're gonna be ready.
But a lot of people say that it's easy for Brock Purdy to look as good as he does when he has the damn Avengers for weapons.
Hold on. Oh, you can't knock. You see, I hate it when people do that. Why are you
knocking? It's the truth, though. I mean, come on. They can put you behind center, and if you throw to Brandon Ayuk or Christian McCaffrey or something like that, they can make you look like a damn world beater too.
Dre, let me ask you this: if it was that easy, why Jimmy Garoppolo still not the quarterback in San Francisco?
Because he's a choke artist.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. That there you go. You making my point? You got the trigger man. Got to be the trigger man. Got to be at least competent, and he been competent enough to run that offense like a mother. So yeah.
But the thing is, you can say the same thing the other way around because he's been to other teams that hasn't performed either. You can say the same thing the other way around.
Who went to other teams?
Let's see. Who else was he with? Oh yeah.
With the Raiders, right? He was.
Yeah, he was with the Raiders. He was with the Patriots. One thing with he was with the Patriots too, right?
Yeah, but I don't even count that.
But yeah, still.
He was a backup. He was a backup at that point, so he didn't play that much. He was backup behind Tom. But, I mean.
Yeah, but once again, you can say the same thing about other quarterbacks that were backups, and then they get thrown somewhere else and they're the starters. You can say the same thing about other guys. So
yeah, but he couldn't get them over. Purdy can get them over. He's solid. That's all he need to be. He don't need to be Tom Brady.
Right.
Here's my question, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all going to watch the rest of these games going into the Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. I got to start this on.
I'm a football fan first. I'm watching. You know, I'm watching. Will I be bitter? You damn right I will be, but I'm watching.
I'm about to say, I asked that question for a reason, right?
Right.
Because there's people that only watch, you know, they'll only watch the Steelers and nothing matters, right? But the Steelers. But those are the loudest people in Steeler Nation that said fire Tomlin and all this stuff. And, you know, just the loudest ones. Those are the ones that only watch the Steelers. They don't watch other teams, you feel me? So, you know, I just wanted to ask y'all that so y'all can tell me that. Just to say, this is the reason why I always brought y'all back on the show, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? This is a wonderful year, great year. This is probably the best year Steelers for 7 podcast history. You know what I'm saying? put out over like maybe 50 episodes this season, which is the most, you know, in some time. So, and y'all definitely helped me with that. You know, y'all was a part of many episodes, man. And I already know next season we're going to turn it up more. Definitely going to have y'all on way more, you feel me, and all that, man. But we're going to wrap this season up. If you got one message for the Pittsburgh Steelers, what would it be? Dredd, I'm going to start with you.
My message is keep the faith, play hard, and here we go, Steelers. Keep that loyalty, man.
Go get my man. Go get my man Mike Tomlin, a competent offensive coordinator. And get my man his extension. Stop playing with these goofy ass people talking about you're going to get fired. We ain't on that shit.
Word. And my message is offense, grow up. It's time to control the team. The defense is getting old. Y'all got to grow up, bro. Y'all got to grow up and grow into men. You feel me? I ain't talking about outside of football. I'm talking about in the game. Y'all got to take charge. Y'all got to be a little more serious next year, man. But look, fellas, this is the last one of the season. You feel me? I don't know how yet. You know, y'all probably – I know Mitch is going to still have his show going because this is all sport. You know, and I know you're going to definitely follow the rest of the playoffs, Dredd.
Yes, sir.
So just let the world, let the people know, you know what I'm saying, or where they can find you. Because this, y'all ain't going to find me anywhere else unless it's, you know, on a, you know, co-hosting Tall Women's Perspective with Raya, you feel me? That joint doing good, too. Shout out to all the ladies that's pulling up. You know, that's the podcast I produce, hosted by Mariah. Make sure y'all check that out. Make sure y'all show y'all ladies. Y'all get y'all ladies in tune, you feel me?
Yeah.
But, yeah, y'all just let the people know it's good.
Y'all got nowhere to find me. YouTube.com/TheDreadMan. I'm also on TikTok as TheDreadMan540. Follow me on Twitter as well, TheDreadMan540. And I'm also the host of what I call the Fourth and Goal podcast. But I spell it F-O-R-T-H, as in fourth. We go forth and we reach our goals. That's the tagline.
Word.
Yeah. Anyway, that's me. Mitch, take it away. You got the last word.
You'll find me on IG Live, Matt Full Sports Podcast. You'll also see me with Piss and Push podcast. I do a lot of content with them also, but mostly IG and Facebook. But I'm about to start moving my platform a little different so I can be on Facebook and IG, and I got a YouTube channel coming. So.
Right. Word. Definitely keep me in tune with that. You feel me? You know what I mean? Holla at me, man. You know, I can help you out with a lot of that shit, bro. Definitely, man. Appreciate y'all, brothers, man. This was good. Shout out to everybody that joined this live, the other live, and the live before that. You feel me? Shout out to everybody. You know, Stills for 7 podcast, season 7. It's in the books. We out of here.
It's a new season, baby. Stills for 7 podcast, you already know what it is, man. Gang, gang, you already know what it is, man. It's still a gang, it's a gang, it's the gang. You already know what it is.
Steelers for 7, yeah, we bout to go get it. Still a game, we win it. Go down in the trenches, yeah. We ain't tryna kick it like Drake. We do it for the sixes, then we can kick it. Yeah, this our division, the other three go missing. Come on, let's get it, yeah. This our division, Super Bowl, let's win it. Steelers for 7, yeah, we bout to go get it. Still a game, we win it. Go down in the trenches, yeah. We ain't tryna kick it like Drake. We do it for the sixes, then we can kick it. Yeah, this our division, the other three go missing. Come on, let's get it. Yeah, this our division. Super Bowl, let's win it.